This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study and finish up here in the book of the Revelation. We've done already about, this is the 70th, I think the 70th lesson on the book of the Revelation, the 70th teaching. So if you'd like to get them all, they'll be up on the website, so they're all free. Let's get right into the study, the 22nd chapter of the book of the Revelation. And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall no longer be any curse. Oh, thank God. Aren't you happy? No longer any curse. This world has been cursed with a curse of the devil. Satan has cursed this world. God has allowed it because of the rebellion of Adam and Eve. And Satan took it over, put it under a curse, corrupted for thousands of years. But there's no longer going to be a curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservant shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. See, there's something you can also think about. The name of God, the name of Jesus, shall be on their foreheads. I believe this is symbolic. It's going to be a symbolic, a spiritual sealing. As the mark of the beast is a spiritual sealing of the fate of many, and they will they seal their fate by receiving the Antichrist as their savior, actually. But these who serve God, they'll also have that sealing. And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever. No need for light. That's going to be a glorious day. And he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angels to show his bondservants the things which must shortly take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of this prophecy and of this book. And behold, I am coming quickly. And I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, do not do that. Don't do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship God. And that's what a true angel will say. A true angel of God will tell you that every time. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong. And let the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness. And let the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly. to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. What does it mean to wash your own robe? There's only one way to wash away sin, and that is simply to let the blood wash it away. You can't. I don't believe God is speaking here in a sense of washing your robe out with some kind of soap or anything. He's speaking here of washed in the blood of the Lamb. That is the only way that a person can wash away sins.
And that is in the blood of the
Lamb.
That's it.
You can't wash away sin by soap or by good deeds, being good. You can't do it. It's impossible.
Let the one who does wrong still be wrong. Let him filthy be filthy still.
It all boils down to your decision and what you want. You want eternal life? Or do you want just simply eternal death?
What a choice. I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to render to every man according to what he's done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, and they may have the right to the tree of life.
The only way you wash it is in the blood of the Lamb. Then you have access to the tree of life,
and may enter in by the gates of the city, into the city. Outsider dogs and sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. This verse 16 also explains the sent my angel to testify to you. It was an actual angel that spoke to John and gave him this information. Now, getting back to the 12 churches, the angel of each church was not the pastor. It's not the pastor. As in this instance, it's when John fell down to worship the angel, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. There it is again. The angel of each church. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God shall add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. And that is the conclusion of this study. The warnings just like there were warnings in the Old Testament for additions or omission of the book. I'm coming quickly. This is the third occurrence of this promise. The believer, those who wash their robes shall be clean. Let's wash our robes right now. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Let your precious anointing be upon us right now. And let your anointing, let us be born again by the Spirit, fresh and anew, forgiven by the blood of the Lamb and washed clean, ready for the new Jerusalem, ready for the new place that Jesus has made for each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your precious blood. Go to our website, krciradio.com. You can find most of these already. And you can download them for later use. krciradio.com. Call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. We'd like to hear from you, your testimony. We'd like to air your testimony here on the station. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.